ברכות של קריאת, ברכה הראשונה של קריאת שמע.
Give me a bracha, give me a bracha. Shifai Mazibu.
Oh, the Hashem will help you.
Shifai Mazibu.
Turn the right way.
Cross your phone. Cross your phone right here.
Oh, Hashem.
Hello.
The laws of the first bracha, or the bracha before Kriyat Shema. The first bracha, there's two brachas before Kriyat Shema in the morning. There's Yosera Me'orot, and there is bracha for learning Torah, Ava Rabba. Two brachas. Yeah, so the first bracha, when we say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Yotzer Or, Uvorech Choshech, He formed light, He created darkness, He makes peace, He creates everything, He created everything. Okay? So, when we say Yotzer Or, you touch the feeling of the yad, you give it a kiss. And when you say Borei Choshech, you kiss. Yotzer Or, Borei Choshech. And he kisses the hand, Now, if in the morning he wasn't looking in the sitter, and he made a mistake, and he started davening Maariv, the first bracha of Maariv, before Kriyat Shema. Right?
In the morning.
Yeah. Shall we do it, Maariv, Aviv? Oh! That's not Maariv now. So then he just says, Yotzer Or Borei Choshech. It doesn't say to say Baruch Ata Hashem again.
Okay. But can you start over if you just totally blew it and you want to get back into concentration? Kibana.
No, I can't say Hashem's name again. If a person sealed the bracha with Hamariv Aravim, then he has a problem. Then he has to go all the way to the beginning. He sealed the bracha, he ended the bracha with. Finished the bracha with Hamariv Aravim, then he has to go to the beginning. Okay. When you say the Kedusha of Yotzer, Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Shem Kvod, you have to say it sitting down. If you're standing, sit down. Okay? Same thing in the Valetzion. Also there. I'm talking about now the Kedusha before Shmon Esrei, right? Before Shmon.
What do we have to... standing and we look for... But he's in the repetition. He gives the Kedusha.
No, not repetition. Dusha before Yotzer Or, before Shmon Esrei. There is Kadosh, 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 right? Before Shmon
Esrei? Yeah.
We have to be sitting down. You should try to say it with the Tzibur, the Kadosh, 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 if it's possible. I don't know why it's not. So now you're supposed to be very careful in the words. Sometimes you have words which, if you say them together, it sounds like a different word, or you're missing out. You're swallowing letters. For example, yotzerol, because there's a resh at the end, a resh at the beginning, and a resh at the end of theirs. It's yotzerol. So you have to say yotzer. Oh, it's the separate words to make sure.
Please make a pause.
Okay. Okay. The second bracha of before Kriyat Shema is called Berchat Avat Olam, right? Ever love that Hashem loves us. Avat Olam Avatam, ever love Hashem loves us. And okay, but there's a minute to say Ahava Rabba, but according to the Arizal, it's supposed to say Avat Olam, not Ahava Rabba, Ahavat Olam, ever love, and not a lot of love. When we say the words Mahel ve'haveh aleinu bracha v'shalom, hurry and put on us quickly bracha, blessing and peace, that's the time, okay, when you gather, okay, and then you say it afterwards, and gather us from all four corners of the world. When you say those words, then you take the tzitzit and hold them, all the four corners. When you've mentioned four corners in the davening, and before Shema, that's the time when you take the four tzitzis, and where do you put them? to hold them in your left hand. Why? Because your right hand will be busy covering your eyes. Right? Saying Kirat Shema. So if you hold the tzitzis in your left hand, some say to put it. Yes, your last two fingers, and then near the heart. Over here by the heart. Okay? And you hold it until when you say after Kirat Shema, the paragraph after Kirat Shema, Emes v'yatsi v'nachon, until you say the word La'ad. You say La'ad, forever. You say the word forever, La'ad. You kiss, you say this again, and you put them down. Until there you hold it. Now, when you say Kirat Shema, there's four remembrances that we're commanded to remember every day in the Kirat Shema and the Brachas of Kirat Shema. The first one is, we say, and you chose us from all nations, right? And you brought us close to you, our King. When you say that, okay, it's a mitzvah to remember that Hashem did with us favors and He brought us to Har Sinai, and we received the Torah. It's a mitzvah to remember that. When you say L'Shimcha Gadol, to your great name, to remember that Hashem's name is not great yet, because it's not completed yet, because Amalek has not vanished yet, not destroyed yet. Yeah, when you say Be'ahava Lo'odot Lecha, with love to thank you, to remember, okay, that Hashem created your mouth to thank Him, and not to speak Lashon Hara like Miriam did. Remember that. And when in Kirat Shema, when you mention the pasuk that He took us out of Mitzrayim at the end, to remember that He took us out of Mitzrayim. It's a mitzvah to remember that. After Kirat Shema, you're supposed to say Emet ve'atzi ve'achon ve'kayem ashar ve'man v'ol v'chadim ve'echad v'ayim v'noah v'adim v'tukan v'kvar v'tov v'yafah. Without Emet, from ve'atzi we have 15 together. You're supposed to put the Emet together with it. Yeah, we have 15 praises to Hashem. Chizuk me'muna. It's true, it's formed, I don't know what the English all mean. But to say them all together, not to stop in the middle. Say them all together, one after the other. When we say Te'ilot Le'el Elyon, that's when we stand. Praises to our Supreme God, Supreme Lord, that's when we stand up. Te'ilot Le'el Elyon, we stand up. From Te'ilot. Okay, the word Te'ilot, you know what that is? You have it in your study.
A few lines before Shemesh.
A bit more.
There it says there's two places you can stand up.
Here, rise for Shmones. Some take three steps backwards. No, it's one place.
No, that's where you rise, but some say you take three steps then.
Maybe it's for later, but see, this is the lotus where you rise. That's how it is. Okay? Yeah, you have to make sure that Ga'al Yisrael is immediately right before Shmoneh Esrei, no breaks between. Ga'al Yisrael, Hashem Sefatai Diftach.
No Amen there either.
No Amen, that's what usually the Chazan says the time. Or finish, even if he doesn't say that, you finish 2 seconds before him and already start Shmoneh Esrei, then you can't say Amen anyways. Okay. It says someone who says Ge'ula immediately, Ga'al Yisrael immediately. Shmoneh Esrei, you will not be harmed that whole day. It's worth it.
What about the line, open my mouth?
Yeah, that's Shmoneh Esrei. Okay. Yeah, that's part of Shmoneh Esrei. It says here, how do you read Kirat Shema? You read it with intention, with awe, fear, trembling. When you say Hashem Nechi Mitzavecha Hayom, that I commanded you today, you have to have in mind today. not then, today. Hashem commanded me today to keep the Torah mitzvahs. It's very important before Kriyat Shema to remove anything that will bother you, prepare yourself. You have Tefillah, you have this, clean yourself out. Focus. Not Kriyat Shema, the new thing. It's more kavanah than the other brachot.
Well, preparation is the better.
Mm-hmm. The best thing if someone knows a truck to read it with a truck. If you don't know the truck, so you can say it your way. So. You have to be very careful to say it slowly, word per word, every single word separately, even if the chazan went on. Okay? You say it every word. Vaya, im, maya, vishnu, ev, tzuta, every word.
You can hear it, you say every word.
Yeah, you don't have to do it so slow like you do it here, but yeah, every word. It's halacha. Like you're counting money, like we said, you're counting money, you count each.
Diamonds,
yeah. Not like that. Okay? It says you're in stop a little bit between every word.
Between each word?
Yeah, ve'apta. Yes. Not ve'apta, it's the only place
where they do that. That's the way they usually do it.
Yeah, so no. No, but I don't know. Like that. Ve'apta et
arecha. Chol, arecha. You need to be able to hear yourself.
And say it out loud, right? Even the words, there's some sukkah in which there's a custom to say them a bit low, doesn't mean to say them whisperly, to say them so you can hear them. But the other, if he did not say that he can hear, is yaitse, but the lechatchila, say it that you can hear. They have time to look in the English and understand what you're saying. Yeah. Women are chayav to say Shema Yisrael, Alino Yoreinu Alino Echad, and it's good to teach them to say Baruch Shem Kol Nosa. They're not chayav to say Baruch Shem Kol Nosa, and they don't have time to say the Shema Yisrael. They can say once a day. Okay? They say Shema Yisrael. Okay. If a woman knows how to daven, she knows how to read, of course, you make an effort to daven at least one prayer a day, one Shema Yisrael a day. A woman that has more time, do you know? I don't know. It's not to go to shul. Just take a sitter, stand in the corner and die. If a person is in a situation where he cannot pronounce the words, so you could think that Shema. Think the whole Shema. It's important in the Chatzila to try to make sure you say it correctly, digduk correctly. Yeah, as much as you know. Now, according to Kabbalah, there's an Indian take talis, put your hand over the talis, over your eyes in the morning. This is a big secret. Not just that, according to Kabbalah.
You said that with the talis?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
According to Kabbalah, I saw people doing it, I've never done it.
You mean during Shmoneh Esrei, right?
No, Kriyat Shema.
Take the talis and your hand over the talis, over your eyes.
No, I was told to put my sister's over my eyes when I sing Shema.
When?
Just for Shema, Shema Israel.
No. The talis, not the tzitzis.
No, they sit with the talis because of my eyesight.
What?
To put big tzitzis.
Oh, for what? The gula to see?
Yeah.
I never think about
that. You wear talis?
Yeah.
I tell you what the Zalman Yahu says, I don't know. Okay? Cover your eyes, he says to cover it with a talis and say Shema Yisrael Shengan, Baruch Shem, and then take it out.
What you do?
No.
You've been doing it? This is new for you.
No, I knew this. I just
don't do it. This is a peak of Kabbalah.
It's a good thing to do. It's not that if you don't do it, so you're wrong.
Right. If you want to do more for Shem.
If you want to do it according to Kabbalah, you can do it. Now, so a person is a lefty, he still uses his right hand to cover his eyes, not his left hand. According to Kabbalah, there's no such thing as a lefty. We don't care that you're a lefty. Everything you do with your right hand. You make kiddush with your right hand. You're a lefty? Yeah, but you're a lefty. According to Kabbalah, you don't care. Rav Elgod, I said, he does with his left hand. He's a lefty. He makes kiddush with his left hand. My father also makes kiddush with his left hand. But according to Kabbalah, you do everything with your right hand.
You should tell your father that. According to Kabbalah.
Only thing which we don't do like that is the tefillin. Tefillin is halacha. Halacha to put tefillin on your, because it's a drasha. It's yad keha. You tie on to your weekend. Without a bracha. Which filling?
Both Rashi, both four lines. Rashi, picks up Rashi, was another.
But it's a fuch. Because they're not complete lefties.
Yeah,
it's
only for writing,
the again, for the Kabbalah, the Sa'ar Rebbe
holds it, again, for the Kabbalah, again, for the
חתיכת הוצאה, אתה יכול להוציא זה, 15,000 שקל. טוב. עיוור, also a blind person also puts his hands on the eyes because it's not only for concentration, it's also for, not only for focusing on it, also according to Kabbalah is the reason to cover your eyes. It's ראוי to say שמע ישראל, everyone together out loud. No. Loud, not whisper. Shema Yisrael, say Allah. No. But if you're in a place where everyone shouts, why not shout? Gives more kavana. It says that the voice arouses the kavana. A baby who knows how to talk already, his father teaches him Shema Yisrael, like we all do, Baruch Hashem, since they're babies, even before they talk.
Two.
Well, let it talk. He could say Shema Yisrael. You teach him say Shema Yisrael. My wife says with him Kriyat Shema when they're born. Since they're born, they know Shema. You know the story with the. You know the story. It's Rav Hollander. I don't know who it was. They went into the monastery after the war.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
And he says, just give me a few minutes. It's one sentence I'll say. He said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Akeinu, Hashem Echad. And all the kids who...
Jewish kids.
Said, Mame, Mame, Mame.
Who was that one?
Oh, he was from Panama.
Did he want it? He did it right
in America, America.
They were going to that.
Yes.
And so they were used to the mothers saying Shema Yisrael with them. And so, the priests and the cardinals gave him... So they said, there are no Jews there. And they were trying to push him out. And so he's giving 2 minutes, 2-3 minutes. And just, he walked in and simply shouted, Shema Yisrael.
Yeah, it's from America. I remember his name, but...
He rescued so many people.
Baruch Shem, we say quietly, and we say Kriyat Shema. But Stam, I want to tell you, I used to say Baruch Shem, I'm not allowed to say it loud. He says here, I didn't know this. When you say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoy, when you say the word Malchusoy, his kingdom, this is Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoy. It says to put your head down. According to Kabbalah. If a person did not have the right Kavanah, which we're going to learn soon, about in Kriyat Shema, and saying the first Pasuk, you need to say it again. But not immediately again. Wait a few seconds. Because if you do it immediately, it sounds like he's saying there's two Hashems. So he says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, goes, oh yeah, I did not think about anything yet. Like, I was thinking about my business now. Right. Thinking again about Hashem, focus. Shema Yisrael, and with Kavanah, say that. He said that you should wait between one Shema and the other, the amount that it takes you to walk 22 Amas, which was 12 meters, which is about 60 feet, right? No, 45 feet. What does it take to walk 45 feet? A minute less.
2 to 3 minutes.
Not at all, 45 feet.
To wait between what and what?
If you sit Kriyat Shema, you don't have the right, you don't have any intention.
I have to say it again.
Okay, now, what do we have to think when we say Shema Yisrael? Everyone knows that we're going to review this anyways. Shema Yisrael means Am Yisrael, listen, understand, accept what we're going to say right now. And believe that Hashem is our God. Okay? I think that Hashem is our God. That Hashem, okay? Hashem, the name that you just gave up here that we're talking about, He is the only leader, He is the only power in the world. And Hashem, that He was always, He is, and He will be, He's always merciful. He's the only power in the world. He's the only leader in the world that there is. Okay? And then he says, Hashem Echad. Okay? Hashem, He's one in all the worlds. So they could break it up. They say, Aleph, He's one in all the worlds. Chet is eight. He's one in all seven heavens and in earth. That's eight. And Dalet is four. In all four, directions of the world, all four worlds. Just one. It's just one. Complete. Okay.
Hey, you're supposed to, I read somewhere, at that point you're supposed to also think, I'm willing to give up my life for Hashem.
Shema Yisrael?
And
yeah.
The last and
yeah.
Rabbi Akiva.
Maybe. And then, suffer the poor,
except for deaths.
Strangulation,
based in.
Safe
for hell,
before death, yeah.
Some say, I saw people do this, that when you say Dalet of Echad, to do a. Put your head to all directions. So you say that to be very careful not to do up, down, right, left. That's like a cross.
Say that over again?
If some people point to some that you should, when you say Dalet of Echad, when you think of four directions, you should do like this, right, with your head to all directions.
Yeah.
But he says, be careful if you do that. Has to do it like this, up, down, right, left, like a cross.
You should it's not like do it, why?
Up, down, right, left, because it's like a cross.
Oh.
Like a Christian.
What do you
do? Up, right, down, left.
Ah.
Yeah, it's good when you say Kriyat Shema to have the words in front of your eyes. Shema, think about this, see the words in your head. Read them from your head. You can see that you can do that. I don't know, someone told me you can't do that. Ah, I can do that. You see the words in your head.
Photograph memory.
Okay. You have? You can't see. What do you photograph?
Large, large print.
Ah, that you can see. So when you do Shema Yisrael, the ayin of Shema, if you see it in your head, it should be bigger than the other letters. And the Dalet of Echad should also be bigger than the letters. That's how we write it in the Sefer Torah. And the Mezuzah, and the Tefillin also. Because that's the Aleph. Aleph and Dalet together is what? Eight. Eight is it?
Ed. Ayin
and Dalet, I'm sorry.
Oh, Ayin and Dalet.
It's together is Ed. Ed is a.
Eight, yeah. Just a witness.
Yeah. We're witnessing, we're testifying for Hashem. Now, it's important not to say Echad. It's wrong to say that. Say Echad. Okay.
Don't draw out the Aleph?
Yeah.
Draw.
And he says not to say the Dalet D strong. Say D. It's easy. So. Echad. Okay. So when you think about the Dalet, like we said, the Dalet, you also have to think that the four mitzvahs based on, like you said. Yeah, you don't have to think it while you're saying all the words. If you see the word is dragging out, you're thinking Al Kavanah, Chad. Okay, no, say Chad, And in your head, think Aleph, the Ches, the Aleph, and all the intentions you have to have. After you finish the word, it's fine. Okay. So,
do you think these things before saying it?
No, no. During and after. When you say Shema, you don't start between Shema and Baruch Shem. You say them at once, no, not for Kedusha, not for Amen. Mm-hmm. In Kriyat Shema, are mentioned all the Ten Commandments. You ever do this? And here they mention, he has them here, really cool. I never learned this.
Really cool.
When you say Shema, Shema Yisrael, it's the first commandment of you should not have any other gods besides me. That's obvious, right? Listen, Yisrael, I'm your God. And the first commandment is, do not have any other God besides me. And then the Ahavta Hashem Elokecha, love Hashem. It's connected. Lo Tisai Hashem Hashem Elokecha Al Shav. Don't mention Hashem's name in vain. Love Hashem. Don't mention the name of that in vain. Uchtavtam, you should write. The first Uchtavtam, he says here, it's connected. Lo Tachmod. Not to covet, I don't know how. It says, Vasafta de Ganecha, gather your harvest, your stuff. It's connected, Lo Tignov, not to steal. Va'avadatem, don't murder. Lema Nebui Meche, in order for your days to be long on the earth, on the land here, that's the respect to your father and mother. Lo Tatu'u, don't stray your eyes. Lo Tinaf. Leman tizkiru, in order for you to remember. Remember the Shabbos. Zachosem Shabbos. Am Hashem your God. Lo ta'ane b'racha et shakir. Don't do a false testimony. And since Aster of Dibot, all 613 mitzvahs are mentioned in them. Okay. Therefore, when you say Kriyat Shema, they read Kriyat Shema, you're mentioning the whole Torah, basically. And there's 27 places in Kriyat Shema where you're supposed to pause between the words. Be careful to pause. I just tell you pause between all the words. But there's special places where it's important to pause. Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, that's one. Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad, that's two. Shem Echad, Baruch Shem. Two separate words. Pause a little bit. Baruch Shem Kibod Machutor Leolam Vaed. Leolam Vaed, you pause. And you say, Ve'ahavta. Bechol Levavecha. That's the end of Bechol is Lamed. The beginning of Levavecha is Lamed. If you say it at once, you're missing a Lamed. Bechol Levavecha, you missed a Lamed. Say, Bechol Levavecha.
It's following
the Lamed. Yeah, it's following the Lamed. Mitzavecha hayom al levavecha. Pause between hayom and levavecha. Al levavecha. Again, the lamed. So every time there's words which are the beginning and the end of the same letter, so we have to be more careful. Or if there's an aleph in the beginning of the second one, for example, ukshatem otam. And tie them. You can say ukshatemo. Ukshatem otam. Shatem otam. Motam. Yeah. Kshatem otam. Okay. When you say Asher Nishba, you're supposed to emphasize the ayin. Why? Because if you don't, it sounds like Asher Nishba, the hey, which means that he was captured. Also, yeah. Leman tizkiru, you say with a zayin, because emphasize the zayin, because if you say tizkiru, it sounds like to hire someone, to rent, or something like that. Be careful in that. And also uzchaltem, and you should remember, not uzchaltem, and you should rent, or something like that.